Hey, what's up, everybody? In today's episode, I'm going to cover phase two of how to work out inside the gym and how you are actually supposed to change up your workout. It may be different than what you think right after this intro.
Have you ever said to yourself, I know what to do, so why don't I do it? My name is Luke Rangel, and you are not alone. In fact, the gap of knowing and doing is the largest gap the human race faces. So how do we get to the other side? Well, it's not by joining program after program telling us the same things we already know. The way we go from knowing to doing comes from within, and this podcast will show you how to do that. Welcome to Transformation Secrets, and after this episode, don't forget to subscribe and grab some free bonus content over at TransformationSecretsPodcast.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Secrets. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the phase two of training, how to switch up your workouts. What does that even mean? And there's a lot of misconceptions about that. I'm going to probably make this one pretty quick because I'm about to go hit my own workout. But just kind of a recap, what I'm going over is the first three phases that anyone should do when it comes to gym routines. And so last week I talked about phase one, perfect for the beginner. It's also perfect. I still do it personally at least 2 to 4 weeks out of every single year. And phase one is all about stabilization, building the muscles around the muscles, like the ligaments, the tendons, all that stuff. So then in phase two and phase three, when we do add more weight, add a heavier load to our body, we don't get injured. And that's one of the biggest mistakes, especially young guys do, is they're walking to the gym with their ego, put on as much weight as possible, and just start pumping it out. And what happens when they get older is they got bad knees, they have bad joints, they have all this stuff that's wrong with them, and they blame it on exercise and working out, but it's really they just exercised wrong. And so that's my whole goal out of this is not only to get you guys the best results, but to keep you safe when you exercise. And so... in phase one, what we did is we did anywhere from, we did three sets of everything. We do 12 to 20 repetitions of everything with a 60 to 90 second rest. And then also kind of our workout tempo was about a 4-2-1, meaning it was 4 seconds on the eccentric motion, which is like on a bench press is on the way down. And then we pause for 2 seconds and then we go 1 second when we push. And so when it comes to phase two, and we hear all the time, like, you need to switch up your workouts, which you do. It'll help out so much with hitting plateaus and things like that and building strengths in different parts. But what that doesn't mean is you don't have to do different exercises. So for a long time, I'm a creature of habit. Like, I could eat the same thing almost every single day, and I could just go through the motions and do the same exercises every single day if I wanted to. Or at least every single month. And so what happened, I remember people telling me they thought that I never changed my workout. They thought I would come in and do the same thing week after week after week. But what they didn't realize is that I was doing the same exercises, but it was a completely different workout. And so the way that you change your workout, there's three ways you could change it. It's the load, it's the intensity, and it's the time under tension. So, and those are the things that I changed every 4 to 6 weeks. So for example, in phase two, we're gonna do anywhere from 3 sets, like we did in phase one, to where we could do anything from 3 to 5 sets. In phase one, we did anywhere from 12 to 20 repetitions. In phase two, what we're gonna be doing is 8 to 12 repetitions, which means you're gonna be using heavier weight. And in phase one, we did a 60 to 90 second rest. In phase two, we're gonna do just a 60 second rest, which increases the intensity because you don't get a rest as long. So just by changing those three things, it's a completely different workout. So again, if we're just using the simple term as a simple exercise for squats. So for squats, if you did 12 to 20 repetitions, you probably did a little bit lighter weight. That way you could get 15, 16, 17 repetitions out with correct form, right? And now that you're going to 8 to 12, meaning the least amount of reps you should do is 8, the most you should do is 12, and you know, let's say you did 100 pounds and you were able to get 15 reps, you know you should be able to do like 115, 120 pounds, so then you could get 12. And again, if you are able to get 12 repetitions, then you go heavier the next set. So now you're increasing the load, which is going to put more pressure, more resistance on your body, which is going to help you burn more calories. And so what happens is now your body's under more pressure, it's under more resistance, so that changes the load. And now from phase one, where you're going resting from 60 to 90 seconds rest, now you're able to do, now we're going to 60 second rest, so increases the intensity, where before, again, you get a whole minute and a half to catch your breath. Now you only get about 45 to 50 seconds to catch your breath before you start your next round. So the intensity increases, your heart rate's going to increase. And then lastly is the, is changing it up from 3 sets to either 3 to 5 sets. So those three things right there is how you just completely do a different workout. And now what phase two is all about is about building the strength. So on top of changing, you could do more sets if you want to on certain exercises, on top of changing it from going to 12 to 20 reps to 8 to 20 reps, and from changing it from a 60 to 90 second rest to only 60 second rest, we're also gonna add in some supersets, at least on one of the exercises. So for example, let's say we're doing a chest day. What I would do is I would do my 8 to 12 repetitions for a bench press, and then immediately after I would knock out as many push-ups as I can, and then I would rest my 1 minute and then go back to my 8 to 12, right after knock out push-ups, rest a minute, and do that one more time. And then for the rest of the exercises, what I personally usually do is I'll either do 3 to 4 sets of just the 8 to 12 without the superset. So choose one to do a superset with. What this is going to help you out, it's going to help you build the strength around your exercises, so when we go into hypertrophy in phase three, you're able to see really good muscle building and tone up faster because you have these fundamentals down. All right, so hopefully this made sense for you guys. If it didn't, just go ahead and ask me questions. If you're watching this on Facebook, leave questions down below. If you're listening to this on the podcast, subscribe, leave a review, message me on Instagram. It doesn't matter. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace.
Hey, what's up, everybody? If you found this information valuable, then you will absolutely love my texting community. You could ask me questions anytime you want, plus I'll give you free content each week that nobody else gets. To subscribe, all you have to do is send me a text to 626-602-7151. Again, that is 626-602-7151. I'll be looking forward to your text, and don't forget to subscribe and share this content so we could reach millions around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life.